You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches. And last we learned about Shivrei Kelim. If you have a broken kli, the broken kli is muktzah. Somebody who attended last week's shiur pointed out to me that it happened to him over this Shabbos. He was in a different shul, not our shul. Things like this would never happen in our shul because of our wonderful administration and kabbalim. But in his shul, the Eitz Chaim, a piece of the Eitz Chaim, that sort of holds the mantle on the Sefer Torah, got disconnected and broke off. And they were handling the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. So, based on our shir, it was taka, mukta, and had to be dealt with as a mukta machmas kufa. It was Shivrei Kelim. Okay, so just actually happened this week. But I want to talk about the follow-up on Shivrei Kelim, is what happens when you have a glass, you're washing dishes, and or you're taking the dishes in, and a glass breaks. So, now you have glass on the floor, you have karel on the floor, you have glass on the table, and we said that, we remember last week, Ramosha Feinstein said that even if it would be that in the olden days they would use these Shivrei Kelim to, I don't know, cover up a bottle or to hold a rugel or a cookie on it, but nowadays we don't use that kind of tashmish for broken shards, we just throw them out. So it's really mukta. The problem is it could hurt somebody. Glass could cut somebody. You could bang your foot into it. You could cut your hand. So how could you get rid of it? So I'm sure you all are going to realize that we're going to say it's going to be mutter because it's dangerous. But let's take that a step, a little, try to understand why, where, how, and what are the parameters of moving mukta because of danger. That's today's goal, which is the next half of the se'if, se'if vav, in Siman Shin Ches. Let's look at the first source, se'if vav. Says the Rama, v'im nishbru, after the Shulchan Aruch said last week that Shivrei Kelim are mukta machmas kufo, v'im nishbru, b'makom sheichol lahazik, if they broke in a place where it could damage somebody, for example, he's very specific, k'gon zechufis shenishbru al ha-shulchan, a glass broke on the table, or b'makom shehulchan, or on the kitchen floor where the people are walking. Mutter l'taltil ha-shvarim, you could lift up the shards of glass or the shards of pottery with your fingers, Kedei lefano san, to remove them. Shalo yuzku bahem, period. So what do you see? Welcome, Dr. Fox. It's luchus to have Rabbi Fox with us. Thank you for joining us this morning. If somebody could pass my makamos, please. So what is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that there's a heter called Shalo yuzku bahem, not to damage somebody, you're allowed to move mukta. So where does this heter come? Do we just, whenever there's something dangerous, you're allowed to just do yisurim d'rabbanan? Is that true? Well, let's see. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, which is the Makor. So that was the Shulchan Aruch. Now we can look about. We're going to take a step back and see the sources that this Shulchan Aruch is based on. Zak the Gemara in Shabbos min Beis Amin Aleph. Ha'amre Shmuel. This is not talking about Mukta at all. Mechabin gacheles shamateches v'rishus harabim. Let's say you have some a piece of iron. Let's say from a they would brand animals. So a guy branded his animal right before Shabbos, and he has this hot iron sitting in Rishus HaRabim, and he runs into shul, jumps into his house, takes a shower, runs to shul. There's a hot iron in Rishus HaRabim. Somebody could get hurt. Says Shmuel, you could pour water on this gachelah shomatecha espeshvil shalo yizuku barabim. 2 points. First of all, is that an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan? Theoretically, it's an issa d'oraisa. Why is it an issa d'oraisa? That's going to be the answer. It's extinguishing. It's if you have a glowing piece of metal, that is mavir. So the opposite of mavir, the inverse of mavir of kindling is extinguishing, mechaber. So pouring water on or cooling off a hot piece of metal is mechaber. And says Mr. Gold, no, this is only going to be this drabanan because it's melacha she'en etzricha legufa. Because you don't need that it should be cooled off in order for some positive purposes of having a cold piece of metal. You just want to avoid anyone getting hurt or bumping into it. So that's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, which is only nes drabanan. Therefore, what is Shmuel saying? You're allowed to do it malacha drabanan. We're not talking about mukza. A malacha drabanan, which is probably even worse than mukza, you're allowed to do, because mukza itself is fundamentally only drabanan. Here you have a malacha, but since it's malacha shein etzricha legufa, it's okay. And he adds 3 words. Shalo yizuku barabin. Rabosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the first source, that you're allowed to move your glass, your shards of pottery, does it say it's in a makom of rabim?
No.
It says it's on your dining room table. It says it's in your kitchen. Ooh, so maybe this is not a good source. Maybe this is a heter only because it's in a public area, if it's in a public area, then you're allowed to do this malacha derabbanan of malachshin tzilcha guf. So we'll have to see if we could apply. Amar Ravina, hilkach kotz b'rishus harabim. If there is a thorn, I guess protruding somewhere in rishus harabim. Yeah, I'm sorry, sitting on the floor. It's just a big coat somewhere. Malicho pachas pachas me'arba amos. There are two issues. First of all, the mukta component, and there's also the fact that it's in a rishus harabim. There's a carrying issue. So you're allowed to carry it in a way that's pachas pachas me'arba amos, in a way that's only carrying to rabbanon. But with carmelus, where there's no issue of carrying, or there's only an issue of rabbanon of carrying, you can carry it even more. So what do you see? Rashi just explains. Hilkach. What's the... Why is it, since I see the halacha by the gachela, so too the coats? Came into Amr Slogaz, or Shvus, the Kibu, Matechis, Pemakam, Nizka, the Rabim. So you're allowed to do the Kaidis coats. So what do we see from the Gemara and Shabbos? We see one very significant point. When there is Nizka, the Rabim, as the Gemara said, as Rashi points out, then there's no Isurim, the Rabbanan. There are no Isurim, the Rabbanan. Okay? So if there's a Nezek, the Rabim, we are not worried about Isurim, the Rabbanan. This din of the Gacheles makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch, not by us. We're only talking about Muktzah, but that din of Gacheles is Kibui. So in Shin Lam and Dalet, Siv Chav Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Gacheles hamunachas b'makam sherabim nizukim ba. If there's a coal where many people could get injured by it, yachol b'chabosa, right? If you had a hot iron on the front steps of our shul, let's say you have a slippery, let's say we had, you know, when it rains heavily, sometimes the rain comes into the front of our shul, that's slippery, that could be Hezekah Durabim. What?
Not for long.
Not for long. We're going to have a bulletproof windows that will keep out all water.
Bulletproof,
yes. Bulletproof
too?
Bulletproof windows that will keep out the water. That will keep out the rain. So, that rain is a Hezekah Durabim. Could I do an Issa Durabim to get rid of that water? Seems like I could do an Hezek Durabim to get rid of that water. Wow, it's a Hezek Durabim, yeah.
Why does it have to be a Hezek
Durabim? Because that's what the Shulchan, that's what the Gemara Shabbos, which is our source, says.
If it's a Hezek, it's a Hezek. It's a difference of Rabim, it's a few people.
So you see that this dispensation, that we're willing to forego Dinam Durabanan, we're going to willing to just erase Dinam Durabanan, there has to be a certain threshold of need. The threshold of need, that the requisite need to just throw away these dinim d'rabbanan, is a hezek d'rabbim. If it be a hezek d'yachid, it's not enough. Okay, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is a clear and present danger. We're not talking about a clear and present danger. Don't walk into shul. If it's your house, it's in the kitchen, don't walk into the kitchen. You'll be hungry, I'm sorry. So you'll be hungry. You can't just throw away dinim d'rabbanan. But if it's d'rabbim, then we look at it differently. Then we're willing to forego dinim d'rabbanan. The chachamim didn't make the risa d'rabbanan. Where somebody could be heard. Let me just finish the Shulchan Aruch here. Beinim hishal mateches, beinim hishal eitz. We're not going to get into the...
Rabim doesn't mean a lot of people. Rabim means the public.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
600,000 people.
It could be one person. We worry about the danger to one person, but if it's a public danger...
That's because there are a lot of people at risk.
Because many people are what?
So what Dr.
Yes, that's right. Same thing.
Goldberg is saying that because there are 1,000 people that go by, they were worried that one of them might get injured.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's true. Doesn't mean that you don't need multiple injuries here.
No.
I think that's a good point. I think you're saying a good point. You don't need. It's not that there's a head to because we're worried about multiple injuries. We're worried that there's a greater propensity to the possibility of an individual getting hurt because there are many people here.
Lots of traffic, then. Yeah.
I hear that.
Correct.
Maybe. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I hear your ha'ara. Doctor, I hear your ha'ara. You might be right, you might be wrong. I hear your ha'ara. Okay. Let's look at one interesting point. On that Shulchan Aruch, skip down two sources. Look at the Magen Avraham. On that din of Gacheles, it's a very powerful din. We're saying that we just dispose of derabbanans, we dispense of our Yisroel derabbanan if there's a thing that's potentially dangerous to, again, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh, we're talking about something that's just something that, like water, a puddle of water. A puddle of water in shul, you could just do Yisroel derabbanan. Look at the Magen Avraham, two sources down. V'makam hezeka lo gazru, says the Magen Avraham, ava v'makam hezeka de mamona, aser. Don't think that just because, oh, it's dangerous. So let's say it's dangerous, just because it's dangerous, therefore you're allowed to get rid of the, even if there's going to be a hezek, a mammon hezek, you know, the water is leaking, and I'm not worried anyone's going to slip, because it's in a place no one's walking, but it's going to break the... But this water, if it pools enough, It could ruin something. Okay, I don't want to get into hefse, that's a different sugya. But hezek has to be a bodily damage, bodily hezek, in order to qualify. So let's say there's a thorn on the floor somewhere. And I'm not worried that it's going to hurt anybody, but the kids who are riding their tricycles, their kid children's bicycles, it will get a flat tire. So that's not enough. If I'm not worried that someone's going to get a needle in his foot, it's just worried about the tire, that's not a heter. Okay, that's just an important caveat. Now, that was not in terms of muktzah. There it was in terms of doing a malacha, but it also only said if there's a rishus harabim. Let's look at the Beis Yosef and bring this sugya into the world of muktzah. The Beis Yosef is the source for our Shulchan Aruch. Kasev Orchus Chaim quotes the Risha on the Orchus Chaim, Hilchas Shabbos, Shivrei Kelim, Yesh Omrim, Afal Pi She'enim Ruyim L'Melacha Klal, right, even though it's not Ruyim L'Melacha at all, and therefore it's Muktzah Gomer, nevertheless, Nitalim, they could be removed, Imhim B'Makom HaNezek, Kagon, Al HaShulchan, Rabosai, where's Al HaShulchan? Clearly in your private house. Or B'Emtza HaBayis, clearly in your private house. Mutal Fanosam, and what source does he bring? Midi tahavis, just like the case of coats the carmelis, just like a thorn in the on the sidewalk. That's not a kishmak, is it? The din of coats the carmelis was a din of hezek derabim.
What do you say, carmelis?
Carmelis is a rabin.
That's the
uber carmelis.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that Orchos Chaim is extending the din of in Shabbos Membeis, which talked about extinguishing a gacheles or removing a carrying a coats. That was the din of Rishus Harabim, and he's taking it, applying it at least to Muktzah, which is a little bit more kal, yes. But he's saying that it would even apply even if it's Rishus Hayachid in a house. So how do we going to deal with this?
Yesh Omrim,
he says carmelis.
Yeah, but a carmelis just means a sidewalk. Okay, you don't have 600,000. Any sidewalk that you have. The entire Lawrence is a carmelis. It's still a public area. It doesn't have to have a din. Carmelis, shame, shushes, harabim, and shishim reba. We don't need that.
But it's a rabbinic sir, carmelis.
Of carrying. Yes, only rabbinic gizr. Only material. Right, smoked is also only rabbinic gizr. Okay, look at the bottom line on the top of the next page. The Aruch HaShulchan gives us a caveat in the sugya of this of moving muktzah. Top of page 2, the Zarach HaShulchan and Simon Shemches, Zivkat and Chaf. Davar Pashut Hu, that if there's Shvarim B'makam Jishas Regal B'nei Adam, V'yuchu L'hazik, K'ma Shivrei Kli Zuchufis, V'chayotzei Bo, if there is, you know, broken pottery, broken glass, or they broke on the table, you could move it. Because B'makam Nezik D'Rabim, Lo Gazer Rabbanon, okay, we're not going to focus on that. Look at the third line, please. Mihu, Tov Yoser, Lekabtzan ayidei matate. Chazan, what's a matate?
A broom.
Oh, miknafayim shel ofos. What's that?
Feathers.
The dustpan, I guess. A small broom, right? Hasin latate, that the people use for sweeping. What is he saying? He's saying that this heta that we give you to move glass, yes, it's mutter. But if you could do it with a, let's to call it tiltal, yes, tiltal klachayad, an indirect tiltal, that would be preferable.
Right.
Tov Yosi, he's not saying it's usur to do it, you know, with your fingers if you have a broom, but if you have the choice, it is better to use a broom.
Also, you should cut yourself.
That's a different issue. I don't want to get into that. Vizemutu says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you do use a broom, I feel shalo b'makom nezek yadua. Even if it's not going to be a makom nezek yadua. For example, kigod shivrei kli cheres. It's not as sharp as glass. Shivrei kli cheres, you know, yeah, somebody could possibly trip on it or something. Then you could use a broom, because it's tiltum and hatsad. Anyway, what he's trying to say is that once you use tiltum and hatsad, use a broom and a dustpan where you're not handling it directly, as long as your intent is to clean a floor, which is a davar mukter, you're not trying to save the glass or save the shards of pottery. That if you're doing it for Letzorech HaMutter, which is to have a clean floor, a clean table, then you could move all muktzah with a broom. Yeah. But he's saying, but if you even though you have the heter to move glass, it's better if you could do it with a broom. So that's a, I'll call it a chumra within the kula. It's a chumra saying that even though we have a heter to move to move mukta items for nezek purposes, but if you could use a broom, that's better. It's better for you too, so you don't get cut. Right. Now, let's go down, skip three sources, the Shulchan Aruch, Shem, Shin Ches, Sif Yud Ches. I'm going to show you a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Mukta, in our Simon, in Shin Ches, we were talking about Hilchas Mukta, we said, until now, that if you have a broken piece of glass on the dining room table, or in your kitchen floor, right next to the dishwasher, or the sink, where you drop the cup, you could clean it up. You could pick up the mukta with your hands, right? But look at this Siman Shin Ches. This is Sif Yud Ches, where he quotes the din of moving a kotz, not glass, but a kotz. Kotz hamunach b'rishus harabim. You have a thorn in rishus harabim. What word did he add that we didn't see earlier in the Shulchan Aruch where it was talking about glass? He adds here the words rishus harabim. I know where he got the word rishus harabim because the Gemara that talked about a kotz also talked about rishus harabim. But as far as the Shulchan Aruch, it's being so said the previous Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning, that we started with, said that if you have glass on your table, on your dining room table, on your kitchen table, on the floor in your kitchen, you could move the glass. And here it says only kotz that tomer nechum reshus harabim mutal tatlo pafzu b'tonos b'dal arabis. Ubekarmelos mutal tatlo lehedya. Mishum techayshir shema yuz kubo, again, rabim. Ubemakam hezeka de rabim lo goz, rabban and shvus. So how come we have a stira in Rabosa, we have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, how come when it comes to moving a kotz, we permit it only in Rishus HaRabim, but moving glass we permit even in your house? What do you want to say?
I think because he wants to tell you a special din of Pavel Midal and Dallas, so you have to give it to the attention of Rishus HaRabim. It's not only a question of Muktzah.
So Rabbi Wilmowski is distinguishing between Muktzah as opposed to Melachos de Rabbanan. You might be right.
But then he mentions Karmelis, and he could have just as he mentioned Rishus Yachad also.
Before he said Gachas Rishus Harabim also.
What?
Before he said Gachalas Rishus Harabim.
Right, but look at the first stuff. Look at the first stuff.
That was the Ramah.
Source number one. Yeah, look at source number one. Page one. No, right over there.
That was the Haggah. That was
the Ramah. Right.
So that wasn't the Shulchan Aruch.
You're right. But here the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. No, here the Ramah would have said something. No, it's even Shalom Rishus Harabim. Okay, we'll call that a... He's silent here. That's okay. Silence is also significant. Okay, says that Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah deals with this. So Malkum HaZeik HaRabim says in Mishnah Berurah, not by us, by Mukta, by Shivrei Kelim, by glass, but the Ramah over there, by the thorn, says, Malkum HaZeik HaRabim asks the Mishnah Berurah in the Sinf Katan Ayin Zayin, V'had Yisul El B'Sif Vav. That's us. V'Hagon, the Ramah, that's us. Dim Yeshu Rei Zuchuf is B'Vais Motu L'Salku L'Fanoso. A regular house doesn't have a rabbim or such a rabbim. Maybe a small family, maybe even a larger family, but it's not a rabbim. So he's asking our stira, how come by glass it's mutter in all cases, but by a coat it's only mutter brishus or rabbim? And since the Mishnah Berurah, what Rabbi Wilmowski just said, Sham hurak iser mukta, right, which is ikaru only drabbanan. As opposed to, it's a tilt of Dalaraz, Mikhaus, or Rosh Hashanah, Bavz Mizez, Chomer Mizez. That's the Prima Gadim's answer. Okay, so Barasha Kivanta to the Prima Gadim's Chiluk. Now, Rabotzai, we're going to shift to another aspect of this Sugya, and we're going to introduce a new variable that could be a thorn in our side. Bezdavak and Avram, later on that case of coats, he quotes a Rivash. Rivash has a very big Chomra. That this heter of moving a kotz b'rishus harabim is davka a kotz she'eino nir'eh. Only if it's a invisible, I don't want to use the word invisible, but it's hidden. It's not a sign that you could recognize. It's not like something that's visible that people will be able to avoid. V'chinka cheles shamateches. So too, when we spoke about a metal glowing piece of metal, it's not always glowing. Sometimes it's just still boiling hot, but not yet. It's no longer red hot, but it could still be, 400 degrees.
A live wire.
That would definitely. Yeah, exactly. Live wire. It's an enonir. You don't know that it's dangerous. Shaf basa to azul sumki. Even though the redness has dissipated, if the metal yesh b'koch lizard, it could still burn you. Aval, but he says, look at this chumra. Gachelis shel eitz. If you have a coal, if it's red, then it's hot. If it's not red anymore, then the coals are typically not hot. Aval gachel shel eitz kol zman sheyiyeh bakoch lisrov tiyadum av yakirbo, and we won't give you the heter. Wow. This Rivash, remember, Magen Avrams are gold. And he's quoting this Rivash, one of the Rishonim, that the heter of moving, of removing the coats from Rishus HaRabim is only if it's invisible. Invisible. Then so to Evan Gedola Hanir Leinai. Let's say in the middle of the street, right on the steps of the front steps of our shul, there's a stone, not a pebble, but a stone. Evan Gedola Hanir Leinai Asu LeTaltula. That's the Rivash. It's a little bit of a chumrah. That the heta that we have of moving dangerous things is only if they are not noticeable. Yes, the Magen Avraham. It's Sarach Ha'iyud. Darmir B'Gemara Shfud Shel Eitz. We see that a shvud shel eitz, the Gemara says, is mutter to be metaltala. And a shvud shel eitz is talking about whatever the case of a skewer that was used already on Yontif actually, and before you make your shish kebab, it's mutter because you're going to make your shish kebab on it. But after you ate your shish kebab, there's no longer the tzorech to this dirty skewer, you're going to throw it out, it's muktzah. It says, but you can move it for hezek. And there it's not talking about it, and there it's not invisible. Turn to page number 3. He says, Mikomakom tzarech yirim yesh lahatir be'evin. He says, but you know what? Even though I disagree, and I think that even if it's invisible, you could, even if it's visible, you still are allowed to move it, but I still don't think you could move the stone. If it would just be that it's visible, okay, even though it's visible, you can still move it. But the stone has a different problem. Now I'm going to see a further limitation to our heter of damage, of danger. Kinira delohi tiru elo bedavar shelo hayamunach sham me'erev Shabbos.
Where'd you get that from? It's in
anywhere. He's going to have the svara. Look at the svara in a moment. If you have a dangerous item in people's way, and it was there on Friday, we don't give you the heter of moving dangerous items on Shabbos.
You should have moved it.
Why? You're going to be able to just, you know, lasakla vanim is skila, from the word skila. You'll just be able to remove stones and clear stones from, you have paths and you have it's like a regular, it's like a Tuesday morning. You just clean stones from wherever it is.
The case was a guy leaves it right for Shabbos. So who said people are going to see it then? It's already Shabbos.
Okay, maybe if you have the svar that it was immediately before Shabbos, there's nothing to do. But if it was, he had 20 minutes before his shower, he could choose either to,
He can, but other people will come by. They're the ones who make move.
Okay, so either way, this Magen Avraham is telling us a tremendous chumrah. This Magen Avraham is telling us that the heter of moving dangerous items is only if it could not have been done, if it was not there before Shabbos. If it happened on Shabbos, so we will throw away Dinim Drabanan to allow you to clean up what there's no way to have gotten around it. So we'll say, okay, Dinim Drabanan are getting in the way. Let's throw away the Dinim Drabanan and allow you to clean up the dangerous item. But if you had a date, if let's say Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, an hour before Shabbos, you drop the glass. It's going to take you 15 minutes, but you'd rather do your hair. Right? Yeah. I want to do my hair. I want to spend the 15 minutes. I have to blow dry, I have to curl. It takes time, right? Right? It takes its time. I have to do my makeup. I have to do my hair. I don't want to take the 15 minutes to clean up. I'll clean up after all. It's not muktzah. It's a danger. I could do it on Shabbos. So why do it now? Let me do it later. Says I'm going to run. Once you light Hanukkah Shabbos candles? Sorry. You're going to have to leave that glass there.
Because what you did.
If you saw it there and knew about it.
Granted.
Even if it was there before Shabbos, but nobody saw it, nobody knew it was there. Yeah, why shouldn't you be able to move it?
You keep talking like it's, I have to move
it. If it was there, and it's in the street, and it didn't fly there, stones don't fly. I mean, they do if they're kicked by cover. If something was there before Shabbos, and it was there, and no one took care of it, so we're not going to give you the heter derabbanan.
If you didn't know about it, it's obviously... So why
should other people suffer?
This is a very big chumrah of the... This is a very big chumrah of the Magen Avraham. So according to Magen Avraham, we're seeing that this kula, that you could move muktzah, is only if it happened on Shabbos, basically. If it was there before Shabbos, take care of it before Shabbos. Don't throw away dinim derabbanan. Remember, we're dealing with the Yisrael derabbanan here.
If you knew about it before Shabbos.
Look, okay, you knew about it, there was known, it was visible. Yeah, I agree. We'll take those. Comes the Eli Rabba and says, oh my goodness, Rabbi Magen Avraham, that's a little intense. Lo Yitiru said, he quotes the Magen Avraham, Lo Yitiru, El B'davash, Ayyamunach, Mishbe'er Shabbos, quoting the Magen Avraham, says the Eliyah Rabbah, Velo Nehira. And he says, I have an explicit Gemara. Because what was the case of the Gemara? When the Gemara wanted to tell me a case that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, what was the case? The coats. Where do you have a coats?
Who says it's mechubar?
Coats
bush.
Is usually, typically found on bushes. There's a bush that's extending, there's a rose bush. Rose bushes are very beautiful, but they have thorns. And somebody's rose bush is, you know, extending a little bit into the path where people walk. So there, you're allowed to push it to the side or something like that. And he says, and another proof, because Rashi quotes Rashi in the case of Gachel Shamateches. Look at the Rashi. I found the Rashi for you. Gachel Shamateches, again, that was the Gemara in Shabbos that says that if you have a Gachel Shamateches in Rishus HaRabim, it's mutter to move. What does Rashi say? What was the case? How do you have a Gachel Shamateches in Rishus HaRabim? Shemashlichin Lachutz Psoles Shel Barzel. You throw out your window. Let's say you're a blacksmith. You throw outside your window. It doesn't sound so safe to me. Psoles Shel Barzel. You have some red hot barzel in your blacksmith shop. Just chuck it out your window. Rabbo said, when do the blacksmiths chuck their garbage out the window?
Before Shabbos.
They do that before Shabbos, don't they? Hopefully, yeah. Unless they're Mechalel Shabbos. Yeah. So, you're right, it's a good question. So if that's the case, so presumably it happened before Shabbos, and yet the Mishnah Gemara, this is the Gemara that says you're allowed to move the Gachel Shel Shabbos. So says the Eli Rabbah, I have explicit Gemara as Rashi is learning it, you have a Mefurish, according to Perish Rashi, you have a Mefurish Gemara of Perish Rashi that you did say before Shabbos, it was still giving you a heter too. Move it on Shabbos. Smokey the Bear tells us that coals they had for a very long time.
Metal dissipates, right?
I don't know. I bring it up with Smokey. I don't know. Okay. Now, I want to throw another wrench into the sugya. Yeah. Comes the Gemara in Beitza and says, we mentioned it in passing a moment ago. Gemara Beitza says, if you have a shvut shetzalu baba, so on yant, we're not talking about Shabbos anymore. On yant, if you have a used skewer, you had your shish kebab ready, now it's dirty and disgusting, and you're not using it for use anymore, so it's azal tatlub yant. If it's muktzah, says Rashi, azal tatlub yad la'acha shnitzla tzli, lefisha nimas muktzah, it's disgusting, it has all the meat stuff on it. Bukvar nas it's aruch yant, if you don't need to use it, and as you ate the shish kebab off the skewer, it's aser. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says it's muktzah. Comes Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav Malchio. He says Shonto, you're allowed to. Doesn't say Lataltalo. Shonto, you could drag it Umanicho Bekerv Zavis and rest it in a corner. What does the word Shonto mean? It's like Rashi. Shonto Milafan of Maher. Get rid of it quickly. Begreira by dragging it Vitiltul Min Hatzad. Shonto means you can't handle it. Because otherwise it would just say, put it in the corner. Or it would say, metaltalo. It is muktzah. And Rav Ada Bar Ava says in the Rav Malchio, you can't move it directly. You have to use tiltum and hatsad to get rid of it. What's the obvious question? And look, by the way, look down. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha. Second to last source on this page. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yomtif, not by us. Not in Hilchas Muktzah, not in Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas Yomtif. You have an item that is not a kli, and it's dirty, it's also the tatl chakach, she'enu kli. Ella, what do? Shomto, you should drag it, again, kilachra yad. So people won't get hurt by it. What do you mean? I thought if somebody's going to get hurt by it, there's a skewer, it's sharp. We actually have skewers in our house, and I'm very nervous when the kids are playing with them. You know, I have little kids, sometimes you have kids holding a skewer, they could poke somebody with it. I'm very nervous when the kids are holding the skewers. Mm-hmm. So why is it muktzah? Why are you only allowed to be shomto it? In Mefurish Gemara, it says shomto. You have to drag it indirectly. What do you mean? It's dangerous. It says the Taz on the bottom. Taz over there in the Hilchas Yomtiv, Kasha. The Haravina Medameh L'Kotz B'Rishus HaRabim. This is so, just like, I mean, it's even, physically, it's identical to a goat's, right? It's even worse than a thorn. It's sharper. It's longer. It's pointier. You're allowed to move it in directly. How come we have the Mefurish Gemara, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Yomtiv, that you're not allowed to? So, the Taz gives a very shver answer. Really, really shver. It makes you want to, like, I don't know, go off the derech or something. Tzarech lomar, dekanshe metaltel tiltur gron v'shosh rotzu lotzlos bo. Since it's something that when you do, since it's something that a person is allowed to use when he wants to make his shish kebab on yantif, you're allowed to use a skewer. So somebody's going to think, since I was allowed to use my shish kebab to make the shish kebab, I'm also allowed to carry it wherever I want randomly after my shish kebab.
That makes sense.
It's like a gzera. On a gzera? It's a gzera on Hilchos Mukza? Like, if I let you carry, right now it's disgusting, it's Mukza. It's not a kli. It's not like a real skewer. It's like just a stick that you took and you put some flesh on it, you roasted it, now it's dirty and not even a regular, you know, a real official skewer. It's just a dirty piece of wood, but I'm worried, and it's dangerous. But you're not allowed to move it regularly because I'm worried that people might think that it's skewers are mutter, since, okay, I'm not going to say it's a weak answer.
The suspension of...
Okay, right, I'm not really saying it's gzeila. It's not a geschmack answer. Look, he's going to, the Mishnah Berurah is going to give a much stronger answer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, look at, on that same place, in the Chafal, the second Mishnah Berurah, Kadesh lo yizukub, it says you're allowed to like drag it indirectly, and the question is why? Why can't you do it directly? Umi uhasam lo hitzrichu tiltum en hatzad. The reason why in Hilchos Mukta we don't require tiltum en hatzad, indirect, mishum tuhu hezeka derabim. There it's mutter more because it's public. As opposed to this case of the skewer is in your house or in your backyard. So you don't have the heter of
public.
The heter of public. You don't have the heter of public. So he doesn't want to say that answer that the Taz says that you might get confused. He says a different answer, that there's only a heter if it's in public. But what do we go back to? But wait a second. I thought that in Hilchos Mukta we were saying that if something is dangerous, then even if it's on your dining room table, even on your kitchen table, it should still be mutter. You could use your hands directly, even if it's not public, because we're only talking about a problem of Mukta, which is less severe than a real malacha of like putting out a gachelas. Maybe putting out a gachelas, we said, a malacha, the rabbanan, that will only permit berabim. But if it's only concerned for mukta, then we should permit it
be a dayim,
even if a private place. That's the Beir Halacha's question. Ela dekasha, let's go to the Beir Halacha, Sintav Kafir Ches. Second paragraph. Dekasha, it's still shver. That's our Shulchan Aruch. We're learning. Vahaga zechuches shenishbra b'bayis mutal etaltel velo hitzur sham tiltam and hatzad. How come we hold in our halachas we say that something's dangerous? It's mutter to do directly, even though it's in a house and you can use your hands. If we're worried about doing a malacha, that you're right. That will only permit berabim. But if it's not a malacha, it's just muktza, so that is permitted in the house, and it's permitted even directly. Yet we're saying, by the case of the skewer, that it's only permitted to move the dangerous item indirectly. We're going to finish with this point. Two answers that the Mishnah, that the Beir Halacha suggests, to distinguish between glass on the dining room table and a skewer also on the dining room table. Asher deschuches bari tvei hezeka. V'lo hechmiru la'asot shinui.
It's worse.
Glass is much more dangerous than a skewer.
Right. Yeah.
Glass is much more dangerous than a skewer. If we stop here, what are we coming out with? We're coming out with that if you have some mukta, shivri kalim, that's like glass, you could use your hands. However, if you have something that's a little bit dangerous in your house, like a skewer, a dirty skewer, then you have to use tiltum hatzad. That's what's coming out. So this heter that we have of just, it's dangerous, you know, blanket heter until if it's mukta at least, do whatever you want, there's no mukta, that's only if it's really dangerous. If it's something like a broken light bulb, a broken glass, that's one answer. V'yosir nachom, and here he says what might even be a bigger chumrah, v'yosir nachom lomar, and this is what he prefers, dimnachmir bekan ka poskim, da'afla ravina tzarech lishmo, da'afka, if you hold like those poskim, I didn't get into the machlokas, but the opinion that says that you have to use it indirectly, hu hadin gam shamkin, by the glass you should also move it indirectly. He says it's just like we see by the skewer, it's lechatchila to you, it's proper to use it indirectly. By glass, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, the Rambam says it's mutter to move glass with your hands, but it's better to move it indirectly. V'im yachol, if it's possible, litol hazuchuchas alidei tiltum and atzad, lo yitalta behedya. We just found a big chumrah. Here the Beir Halacha is concluding that in his mind, if you have glass, me'ikr hadin, it is mutter to move it with your hands if necessary. But if you have the ability to move it indirectly, that would be l'chadchila. That would be ideal. What? I'm not talking about kilach hayad, meaning with the back of your hand. Kilach hayad, I'm talking about with the broom. With the broom. So halach l'maisa, let's summarize what we have here. We're going to summarize everything. We have three different sugyas. We had glass. We had the putting out the gacheles in or carrying in Rishus Harabim or Carmelis. And then we have the skewer. The way we, each one has its own unique case. The glass is the most dangerous. The skewer is not as dangerous. That's why it's not as a clear and present danger. That's why you should use a shinui. And the cases of the malacha, of the gacheles or the Rishus Harabim, there's a different malacha besides moksa. So there we're only going to permit it le nezek harabim. Halach lemaisa, if you have a nezek harabim, then you're allowed to do, then you'll be allowed to do things via daim directly. If it's in your house, then lechatchila you should use a broom, an indirect way of getting rid of the muktzah. If you can't, you would be allowed to move the glass only muktzah. You can't get rid of all the drabanans, but you could get rid of the, you could move the muktzah with your hands if it's a clear and present danger and it's not easily broomable, sweepable.
We don't have the Erev Shabbos Chumrah.
The Erev Shabbos Chumrah was rejected by the Eli Rabbah. Yeah, Magen Avraham, who presented the Erev Shabbos Chumrah, we rejected that. We proved that wrong.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.